Returning to the program is Craig Talley. He's the VP of Investor Relations at the Go Big Network. And by the way, this is a new position for Craig. He joins us from Columbus, Ohio, to tell us about how Go Big Network is now strengthening their bond with investors and improving the quality of services they provide for membership. Craig, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Congratulations on your new position over there at Go Big. Tell us what you see from this new chair you sit in.
Well, what we're trying to do is really strengthen our bond with our base of investors. You know, we've got a fairly large group out there that we've always had good relationships with, and we're just looking to really strengthen that. And the way we're doing that is by talking to each one. Believe it or not, we've got a base of almost 20,000 investors currently, and we're actually going to speak to each one and go through and talk about exactly what they're interested in, what specific deals they're after, how they like to be engaged, just the overall process of dealing with them and getting them the right deals so that they can get excited and interested in what's going on.
It really does come down to improving the relevancy of the match you make, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We're kind of representing both sides of the fence here. You know, we've got clients that are looking for capital and looking to get, as we call it, matched up with the right investor so that they can, you know, find the funding that they're after to either start or grow. And so we've got to kind of understand their requirements very clearly. And then on the other side of the fence, we have the investors that are sitting there, you know, actively looking for deals to get involved in. And so we've got to understand what they want and what their goals are and what their portfolio needs to look like so that we can go get them the deals that they're interested in and kind of come at it from both ways. If we bring that together correctly, that process will yield really good results for both.
If you could, within the sort of framework of this short segment together, what are, let's say, three examples of investors? You've got 20,000 out there, understand, but give us a sense of who actually or what kinds of entities are stepping up as investors within the Go Big Network.
Well, we've got actually quite a number of individuals that are doing this now, well as actual firms, you know, private equity firms or whatever it might be. And so you've got people that have now decided to do something different in their life, and they want to help companies get started or grow. And there's varying levels of it. You know, there's people that have just a little bit of money that they want to actually invest in, and there's others that have quite a lot of money that they want to you know, help companies get started with and be involved in. And there's other people that actually want to do that and be a part of that company as well.
Wow. So you actually have, I'll call them equity participation and operational interest as well.
Serial entrepreneurs is what we call them.
That's very cool.
They like to actually not only bring the bucks, but help out too. And for certain companies, that's really awesome because you have people that have great ideas but have no idea how to execute.
Right.
And so it's really key to match them up with like a serial entrepreneur that can really help them out, take them to the next level.
If you're just joining us, we're visiting with Craig Talley. He's the VP of Investor Relations at Go Big Network. The website, of course, www.gobignetwork.com. Craig, as you talk about 20,000 investors in your network, what's the membership number for the seekers of funding?
We have a little over 252,000 active members. So it's a very large group of people. You know, we've been around a little over 6 years. And, you know, that's the other side of this, David, is the fact that we're, you know, we've evolved as a company as well. When we first started out, you know, we wanted as much volume as we could get and as many people, not only as members, but as investors. And now we're really concentrating on the investor base and frankly, we're culling the list. I don't know what the number is going to end up being, but it's not going to be anything near 20,000. The key is we want investors that are hungry for deals, that are doing deals, that are actively pursuing deals, and are energized, because that's the group of people that's going to really want to be involved with our membership base, and those members can get tied to them and you know have a better experience through this process as well. So that's really what we're after, and I have no idea what the end number is going to be, but it's going to be the key group that wants to be involved and energized to do deals.
Sounds great. I mean, anything to turn up the volume on relevancy and connectivity between the investors and those seeking is going to make the whole platform more powerful. I was just curious before I let you go, Craig. What will that process look like for you from where you sit going through? Is there a systematic approach to approaching 20,000 investors and asking them what they're looking for or calling them out of the list if they're really not doing anything?
A lot of phone time.
So it's a one at a time phone interactivity deal. Wow.
Yeah, we're literally speaking directly to them.
Okay.
We're getting a very clear, concise understanding of what they need,
okay,
how they need it, and what they're actively pursuing, so that we can deliver that to them. Because if we give them deals that fit their portfolio and they can get interested in, they're going to be more interested in dealing with our base.
That's right.
I mean, it's just good for everybody.
That's right.
So that's really the end game here, is to deliver to their need through this process as well. And the only way we know how to do that is to personalize it and talk to them and develop that one-on-one relationship.
Right, rather than letting the automated part of the technology do the work, you're really going to get in there and talk to people, which is a beautiful thing.
Well, and that, at the end of the day, David, this whole, I keep talking about process, and it is a process.
Yeah.
The seeking capital is quite a crazy process.
Yeah.
But what I like to call it is a journey, because that's really what it is. And finding money is this journey that our clients go on, and it's a tough one.
Okay.
And what we want to do is help them and work with them to make that journey more successful. And we do that by putting the three central things together. There's investors, there's lenders, and there's advertising. And you touched on some of this just a minute ago, but the investor part, obviously, we're working on to get energized group of investors involved and be a part of this. We have the ability of doing the lender piece of it to get business credit in place for these companies that are starting or growing.
Yes.
It gives them another alternative kind of financing approach. And then the advertising piece of it is really our core products, which from the website, you can do funding requests that get sent out throughout the network and then be able to contact the investors directly through the network. And that helps companies advertise what they're doing and put that word out there. Because if you're only doing one of those things, it's going to be a really tough road for you to get capital. It's all about opportunities and getting the word out there, and the networking aspect of this is huge. What really happens is you end up finding and talking to an investor that really has not a lot of interest, but they know somebody else that they put you in touch with that knows somebody, and
ultimately
get to an investor that is on target. So it's all about the networking, and the more it's funny, the analogy I always use is the Pete Rose one, where a lot of people know that Pete is the all-time leader in hits. What not too many people know is he's also the all-time leader in at-bats. So he's had plenty of opportunity to get those hits, and that's what finding an investor is all about, is getting those opportunities.
Oh, great work you're doing. Go Big Network is the place. We've been visiting with Craig Talley. Once again, he joins us from Columbus, Ohio. He's the new VP of Investor Relations at Go Big Network, www.gobignetwork.com. For more information there, if you're listening on Small Biz America. And Craig, as always, good to have you on the show. We'll do it again.
Great to be back, David. Thanks a bunch.